Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm here at the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by David Gasho from Croatia. Hello, David.
Hello.
How are you finding the 28x cinema experience?
Well, I think it's the most unusual experience of my life. I've never been at an international festival. I've been in several juries in Croatia, but I've never been at an international film festival. And it's nothing like I expected it to be, but it's very exciting either way.
So I understand that you're a member of a jury of 28 people from 28 different countries in the EU for the Giornata degli Autori this year. How is it being surrounded by so many different cultures at once and discussing film?
It's very exciting. That's my favorite part of this, meeting all these different cultures, because there's 28 of us, 28 countries. We all have different views. We all see these films differently. So when discussing films, it's very exciting to hear other people's opinions on the film, because almost all of our opinions differ, and I'm really up for discussion anytime.
That's wonderful. I think, you know, it's important to be having discussions, even if we don't always agree. And what's your background in film, if you don't mind me asking? Is this the first time you find yourself in a, like, let's say, a professional film environment?
No, this is not my first time in a professional film environment. I've been in juries at Pula Film Festival in Croatia and other minor festivals as well. I'm actually going to one right after Venice as well. But I study film directing at Zagreb's Academy of Dramatic Art. I start in October, actually, but I've been working on films, on film sets for years now. I've been making films for years now, and that's the reason why I'm here, I think.
That's fantastic. So is film directing your ultimate call and goal in film?
Yes, film directing is my ultimate goal, but I also want to be a pilot, you know.
Well, that's terrific. Maybe you can do both, who knows?
I think I can.
I like the attitude. Okay, so speaking about the films you've seen here, apart from the Giornate films, which you'll discuss in private with the rest of the jury, what have been the highlights for you? Which ones did you particularly enjoy?
Well, I've enjoyed one film in the Giornate selection that I cannot talk about, but I've really enjoyed Joker. That's the only competition film in Venice I've seen, and I'm actually really surprised by it. I didn't expect to like it so much. That's one of my highlights here. And I've seen a couple of films here. Every day we see so many films that we even forget what we've seen.
Well, hopefully you don't completely forget. You're going to need those notes for the jury deliberation. So one of your roles as part of the 28x cinema team is that you become the Lux Prize ambassador for your country. Do you want to tell us a bit about that initiative?
Yes, that's something I wasn't really familiar with before coming to Venice. They explained it to us, what it means to be a Lux ambassador, and after they explained it to us, I'm actually really enthusiastic about promoting these three films in my country, in my hometown as well. So I think that's one of the best parts about this, actually having an opportunity to do something about promoting films, European stories. I'm very excited to do that.
Well, we're excited to have you here, and thank you so much for participating in this project. I'm also aware that apart from the European Parliament's contribution in this, you're also attending workshops organized by the other 28x cinema partners. Which one are you participating in?
I'm participating in the Festival Headache workshop that was sadly cancelled because our workshop mentor broke her leg, and it's very disappointing, but we had one meeting with her, and we learned a lot about, you know, producing festivals, festival selections, and being you know, how it is to be an artistic director of a festival, and I think that's useful information either way.
Well, I'm glad you had that opportunity at least, and I'm sorry the rest of the sessions got cancelled. So finally, which cinema are you representing from the Europa Cinemas Network?
I'm representing my hometown cinema, Urania. It's the oldest cinema in Croatia, And it's still open, it's still working. I participate in programs in that cinema all year long with the director of the cinema, and I'm very close with everyone who works there. We organize programs, watching European films, educational programs throughout the whole year. So I'm very happy that I've gotten the opportunity to come to Venice on their behalf. I'm really, really proud of that.
And it's through them that you heard about this program, is it?
Something through them, but I've heard about it 4 years ago because my colleague, Matej Sudaric from Osijek as well, he was also in the 28M cinema jury 4 years ago, but I've seen a lot of news on my cinema's official Facebook page and the webpage as well.
That's amazing. I hope they're doing all they can to promote this initiative because I think it's a terrific idea. And hopefully it helps bring younger audiences into the film world, which can sometimes feel a little bit, you know, exclusive to those with more experience, I feel. But of course, this is a place where cinephiles can meet, and there's no formal requirement for any film background. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, David. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best with your final jury deliberation and everything you do in film from here on out.
Thank you so much.
From the Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.